Now, we have a singular concept of intercession, that intercession is prayer. Intercession is a type of prayer, but it's not prayer only. There are prayers of intercession. There are acts of intercession. There are deeds of intercession. Now, let me give you an example. It was in the newspaper. That somebody asked me where I found it. I read it in the newspaper. This lady had neglected numerous traffic tickets. She just let them slide. Hundreds of dollars worth. I don't know if she thought she was exception to the rule or not, but anyway, they came and arrested her. She had to go to court. And they sentenced her to three or four or five months of prison, something like that. And her husband was there, and he asked, could he speak to the judge? And the judge says, yes, this is all truth. And he said, I'd like to take my wife's sentence. I'd like to go for her. Can you send her home and let me do it? That's intercession. Intercession is when you take the place of another. There are acts of it. That was not a prayer of intercession. Intercession is not just when you pray for somebody. There are acts and deeds of intercession. Now, here's what's so very clever. This word laid, the sin was laid on him in verse 6, is the identical same word in verse 12 of intercession. They're not two words. They're one word. Sin was laid on him because he's going to be the intercessor. He's going to take the place of man, an act of intercession. And that man... she's home watching her TV, sleeping in her bed, opening her refrigerator, and he's in prison because she didn't pay hundreds of dollars for tickets. You won't do that right, will you? It was a deed, an act of intercession. This was when Jesus went for you. He went in your place. Sin was laid on him, the sin of the world. Intercession, act of intercession. And because we instantly move over to prayer of intercession, which we believe in, we lose the solidarity. Now look at 2 Corinthians 5:21 of an act of, it was an act of intercession. Jesus said, I'll go for them. I will do it. He said, I'll do the will of God. It's written of me. I come to do the will of God. He, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. There's going to be a divine exchange. He's going to take sin, pay the penalty for sin 3 days and three nights. And in its place, we're going to be made the righteousness of God. That means we're going to be made acceptable to God in every way. Now, what we do in Christian circles, I was raised in church, been in church since I was a few weeks old. And all I remember them ever saying is, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Wasn't much said about resurrection except Easter. And I couldn't quite figure Easter out because they always had this big tomb on the stage. And Jesus stepped out of the tomb and we all shouted. And I thought, huh. I didn't quite put it together. Didn't put it together for years. Now look at Romans 10 and let me show you something. Verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God hath what? Raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation depends upon your belief in resurrection, not your belief on the cross. The cross was a predecessor to the resurrection, and they go together. And the cross is essential. Absolutely the sacrifice. But in 3 days, the resurrection is what brought us victory. Now, the Sadducees, particularly the Pharisees, the thing they objected to when in the book of Acts, when they were arrested, some of them, Peter and John, were arrested and persecuted, the reason for that was because they kept teaching resurrection. It wasn't because they kept teaching death. The cross was a place he died. He took our sins and there he died. He went into hell 3 days, three nights, paid the price, was raised up out, and it's the resurrection they objected to. Now, if they just taught his death, nobody would object to that because that's what they wanted him to die. They wanted him out of the way. He was perverting their religious system that they said they got from Moses, and no doubt they did get some of the foundation from Moses, but over the decades they had added to it. They have a whole book of rules and laws that they had added to it that they claimed that Moses had passed down orally. He had passed down to his family and his family to the next and the next and the next, and that's how it came to them. It's very doubtful that that's what happened because it isn't really the law of Moses. Look at Acts chapter 2. But it was resurrection. That was where the objection was. And that's where your victory is. It's in resurrection.